There's a principle when it comes to liturgy. Lex orandi, lex credendi. This Latin phrase translates loosely as the law of prayer is the law of belief. Or to put it more simply, our prayer life influences how we believe. How we live our prayer life influences the spiritual life that we live and how that spiritual life acts out in our day-to-day lives. And it also approaches how we approach God in the Mass, in the sacraments, in the devotional life. It affects everything that we do in our spiritual life. If we are praying, that is going to affect us. If we are not praying, that is really going to affect us. Because our prayer life influences how well do we believe what our Lord promises us. How well do we believe that He has a salvation that He wants to give us? If we don't pray, our faith in that can become weak or misguided. And it can cause us to become weak in our desire to enter into that salvation. We look at it as something either we take it for granted or is something that's unimportant. And all that is because of our prayer life. How we view our salvation comes from our prayer life. There's a prayer that St. Paul begins his passage we see in the second reading. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of Him. That should be a prayer for us, that we should be seeking always to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We should be seeking always to better know our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, God, the first person of the Trinity. We should be seeking to know them all the more in our prayer life. We should be seeking that. There was an early church writer named Ambrosiaster who stated, "The hope of their faith lies in a heavenly reward. When they truly know what the fruit of believing is, they will become more eager in acts of worship." When we truly understand what our prayer, what our worship, what our devotional life can lead to, it will cause fervor, excitement, desire to worship God, to come here and celebrate the Mass. No longer will we be sitting here apathetic, just kind of milquetoast, just kind of hanging out here because we have to. If we truly understand what all this is about, especially our prayer life, if we truly come to know our Lord and to receive the fruit for believing in Him, we will have a great zeal to worship Him because we will desire to spend eternity with Him. Well, on this feast of the Ascension of our Lord, we see the fulfillment of the hope of our faith. We see the fruits of our worship, of our relationship with our Lord. And of course, the fruits of that is ascending into heaven and being seated at the throne of our Lord to spend eternity with Him in praise and worship of Him, and to be receiving for all eternity the joy above all joys, the graces above all graces for all eternity. That is what the fruit of our worship is about. You know, St. Paul prayed for the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know what is the hope that belongs to His call. What are the riches of His glory and His inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of His power for us who believe? As baptized Christians, we have this hope for this inheritance. We entered into this inheritance. We were adopted as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we have this inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. If we are faithful to Him, if we are faithful to our Father who adopted us, to our Lord who came to die and rise again, that we might enter into that kingdom of heaven. Now, it might be easy to talk about that. It might be easy to talk about, oh yeah, I know I'm going to heaven. A lot of people will say that. They'll say, oh, I've said a sinner's prayer. I know I'm going to heaven. I know I've got that inheritance waiting for me. There might even be some of you who have said that and personally believe that. It's easy to say that, but it's something very different to believe in the teachings of our Lord and to allow those teachings to influence our lives and not be fooled by apathy. Not be fooled by saying, oh, believing what someone will say that you can be saved at one time action and that's it. Or being saved because you're a good person. Because when you look at the teachings of our Lord, he tells us you have to live your faith to receive that salvation. You can't just hope that thinking you're a good person is going to do it. We need to live our faith. And this is where the practice of, you know, lex orandi, lex credendi, the law of prayer is the law of belief. This is why it is so important that we spend some time in prayer. This is why that quote I mentioned earlier from Ambrosiaster is so important. When they truly know what the fruit of believing is, they will become more eager in acts of worship. When we truly understand that the reward of believing and following and living as our Lord commands, when we truly understand that the fruit of that is joy beyond all imagining, it's happiness, it's beyond happiness, beyond anything we can imagine here on earth, we will desire the worship of God over anything else the world can provide. Because suddenly it all pales in comparison. It's all insignificant in comparison. Because the world cannot give us the joy that our Lord promises us. And we seek to know him now so that we will know him for eternity in the next life. That's why it's so important. That's why it's so important that we don't allow our spiritual life to go dormant. That we don't allow our spiritual life to be unimportant in our lives. And that's why we need to pray, as St. Paul did, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. To truly believe that the promises which Jesus gave to us, the promise salvation that he gave us, that they would be fulfilled. We need to know the triune God and desire to follow him. We need to seek to know them and to follow him. And when we are unwilling to do that, it shows by how we approach the worship of God. When we are unwilling to truly come to know and believe in our Lord, it shows in everything we do in our spiritual life. You know, we may attend Mass more often than not, you know, I would say more Sundays than not, but think nothing of missing Mass on the occasional Sunday. When we do attend Mass, we seek to do as little as possible, to participate in the Mass as little as possible. And I'm not talking about, you know, being an extraordinary minister or a lector or an usher or something like that. I'm just talking about in our response to the Mass, entering ourselves into the Mass in prayer, responding more than a whisper, louder than a whisper, you know, responding so that it can actually be heard by other people, things like that. We might avoid, if our spiritual life, if we do not allow the Spirit to work in our lives and the spiritual life is dormant, we might not approach the sacraments for many years. How many, you know, people haven't gone to confession in years, because they don't see the need for it, because they have not come to know and follow our Lord. And of course, when this is going on, there's no devotional life. There's no prayer life outside of the Mass, or very, very little. And many people have fallen into this trap. Many people have fallen into this trap. Many Catholics have fallen into this trap. And for us as Christians, This is a very dangerous spiritual state to be in. When we are not following our Lord, when we are not praying for that spirit of wisdom and not understand, or wisdom and revelation, as St. Paul did, we are in a very dangerous spiritual state. Because how we relate to God in this life does influence our life in the next. How we relate to God now determines where we end up in the next. And those who desire to spend eternity with heaven, we need to be spending time with God here on earth now. We need to be doing that. We should desire to worship God, setting aside time, making sure that our time that we spend in prayer is the first thing on our calendar, not the last. We should seek out devotional life. We should seek out forms of prayer that can help feed us and guide us in our spiritual walk. We should allow ourselves to become more eager in acts of worship. And most importantly, we need to be seeking out the sacraments, especially the sacrament of confession. Because if we're not willing to spend time with God now, what makes us think we're going to be wanting to spend time with God for eternity? What makes us think that our minds are going to change as we go through death? Here's a hint. They won't. Now you see why it's so important. Now you can see why it's so dangerous. If we are not willing to open ourselves up to God and spend time with Him, we put our spiritual life at grave jeopardy. Because how we enter into our relationship with God in this life will influence the relationship we have with Him in the next. May we be able to pray with St. Paul for a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of Him.